Hello and welcome to the Wedding Chit Chat Podcast. If you're planning your wedding and feeling overwhelmed, grab a drink and keep listening. We'll be sharing all you need to know to give you the confidence to seamlessly plan your own wedding.
Welcome back to the Wedding Chit Chat Podcast. You are joined with Natalie.
And me, Lauren. Hello. Woo!
So good to be back. And today we are talking about family dynamics, kids, no kids, what our inputs are.
Yeah, the nitty gritty.
Can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, fantastic.
So guys, family dynamics, it's a big sort of like issue that comes up, I feel, when couples are planning their weddings. From a wedding planner's perspective, I've seen a lot of couples with added stress, like when they're dealing with aunties and uncles and people who want their input in their wedding and things like that that come up when you're planning a wedding. So we want to talk about that. And see how we can, help out.
Yeah. We see it a lot as well on the wedding forums and, like all us, so as a celebrant and an MC, all the vendors kind of have different areas that we kind of help out with. So,
Yeah, definitely. And we're also going to be talking about no kids or kids, which way to go, how to let people down gently and how to go about it. Yeah, or not, or how to include kids in your wedding. So, I want to bring out first an example of a family dynamics that sort of it was unheard of. I didn't know this sort of stuff was happening, but it's sort of like The Bride Wars, that movie. Where there's
great
two
movie.
Friends. I love it, but like there's two friends who choose the same date for a particular reason. But this is like a real life situation where two friends sort of had like a little falling out. Both got engaged. One chose a specific wedding date. The other one heard about it and booked the same wedding date in spite of the other friend booking that. And it caused a real it was a nuisance because a lot of the guests that the bride wanted were also invited to the other friend's wedding. So it was really difficult for the first bride who did the right thing to deal with like when planning her wedding. So my sort of advice to that bride was just continue planning your wedding because when someone else, like a friend or an ex-friend, does something
well,
in spite, like they did this in spite of her. So I feel like people, when they get the save the date, they'll know who sent the date first, who did it in spite of the other person. So I feel like that leaves like a bad taste in their mouth for, to go to the other wedding who invited them second. So I just said continue planning it and it turned out to be the best decision for them and they just had the best time. So it was really good in the end.
Well, it would do. And I think the other thing is too, so anytime you're planning a wedding and people can't make it, sometimes there's legitimate reasons. But like if they were to go to this new couple's wedding, like the one that was done in spite, then like, then you know they've explained exactly what their relationship is to you and you kind of don't have to question it.
That's
so,
right.
You know what? And it cuts those numbers of the people that
that didn't really want to be there for you. No, I totally get it. And I love that this couple just went ahead and did that because the date was actually sentimental to them. So it was like it wasn't sentimental to the other person. But they just did it like for no good reason. So, so it even like they were considering moving the date and I just thought,
I love how wholly you're backing your OG bride, which by the way, it absolutely sounds like
because I thought for a second, you know what,
that couple
to stop
it.
Like this stress and stuff, they could move it, but they were so they really wanted that date, you know. I thought no, like they wanted it. They chose it and then found out, like after they sent the save the dates, they found out. You know,
icky.
I'm just like no, you just stand your ground. I will back you. It's gonna be fine, and it was. Amazing.
Yeah.
They said the best day of their life.
Fantastic.
So, so like stuff happens and it, honestly at first I was like, no way. Like, how did this friend do that to you?
It's, you know, like, it's, it's types of dynamics with friends. And so I've even got an example. It's actually complete opposite to that. But I want to share it because, like, what a downer that bitch was.
Well, that's a downer.
Tries to steal the date.
That's right.
I had a mum. So it was an older couple with adult kids and everything, right? And so second marriage for both of them. And they were just the sweetest things. Like, I just adored them. So they contacted me looking for an elopement. And then I like to find out a little bit more. So was and originally they were like, oh, we're just going to go up to a nice hotel in the Blue Mountains, just do a quick legals only, whatever.
Yeah.
The way that this evolved and didn't want to, like, get dressed up and make a big deal of it. And they're like, oh, yeah. No, it's a second wedding. Doing it in secret because this is the thing.
Why?
Her daughter's getting married this year. So she didn't want to take away anything from her daughter, which is really sweet.
Yeah.
And in saying that, she did get in a little bit of trouble from the kids for not sharing.
Yeah.
They wanted to be a part of it. But like it was done, it came from such a good place.
Yeah.
And so we went to the Glass House.
Shout out to Nicole.
Yes. And so, yeah, they were both the witnesses. So I was it was just really intimate.
Yeah.
It was incredibly romantic. Oh. She did wear a great dress. He wore a great, I don't know if he did suit, but like it just all came together.
Yeah.
So
beautiful. And see, that's so nice where she didn't want to like upset the daughter and say, oh, I'm going to get married first. Yeah. And like, you know, it's,
yeah.
Oh, I love that. See, there's different things that happen in different families, but. Yeah, it's like the big topic that always comes up, I find, is that the couple don't want kids there.
Yeah, that's a big question.
The family members sort of are really upset.
Yep.
Like, why don't you want my kids there? And like,
but so and so is coming, and like it might be a flower girl or someone that's within the wedding. Like, if they can come with their newborn, why can't then I come with my 5-year-old?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's like a baby that needs mum. Like, anyways. So what's your point of view? Do you love kids at weddings? Do you not love kids at weddings?
This is such a personal take.
Yeah.
So, and because, but I will say I love kids in ceremony, not for reception.
Yeah.
So, and it's not always going to be viable that, you know, we were talking about this a little while ago, but like, if you're going to do it and it's going to be a bit of a distance and it's on site somewhere, you can get a nanny, like get a room somewhere and get, like, because kids don't have the best time at reception. They might for the first hour or two.
Yeah.
But it's a long day.
It drags on for them.
The whole day is big.
Definitely.
So, So, and I also, you know, big dog lover.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the same with dogs. Kids and dogs I love at ceremony because of the unpredictability and they just break any tension in the air and all that. But also, if you want this to be a real representation and celebration of you as a couple, it can take away from that a bit because the focus, you know what I mean? So,
I get you.
Working out priorities.
Yeah. Look, I had kids at my wedding.
Any regrets?
Yeah. Reception. Reception. I shouldn't have invited them.
Yeah.
Sorry to those who came and had kids. It was 9 years ago, so it was sort of like not a question for us. It was like we have big families and it was just never going to be the right time to tell people, no, you can't have your kids there.
Yeah.
But now I wouldn't invite kids. It would just be like adults only. Ceremony, I don't mind having kids there.
Yeah.
But I do feel like you said, like the reception, if it's got accommodation on site, get a nanny to keep them occupied. Get a face painter for all I care. Like, you know, someone to keep them occupied because they would love that.
Yes.
They would enjoy that so much better than sitting at a table with their parents.
And being told
like
not to make a mess and
Yeah. So definitely I think that kids have their place at weddings, I feel, and it's okay to have them. If you decide not to have kids at your wedding, like, and you feel that your family, like, sending out the invite which says, like, no kids, I would say chat to the people who have kids before. Don't just send them an invite and then, you'll just expect the questions and everything to be coming
the
pushback. At you before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think have a conversation with those who do have kids before sending it out because that will lessen the tension.
I mean, there's also the question of if you're a couple and you've got kids, right? Like, especially if they're little and whatever. So sometimes it's no kids at weddings, but the couple are
going to
be bringing in. I always have conversations around what's going to happen if, right? So if little Joey gets upset, and are you happy to like cradle while we're doing the ceremony, or would you rather nominate someone? And if you're gonna nominate someone, if you want your mum to be present, for instance, then don't
nominate
your mum. Because that responsibility then means that she may have to go away. So
That's right. Pick the right person to sort of assist.
Step in and when.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's a really good point. Designate someone.
Yes.
For every child, one-on-one care at weddings.
If not a nanny. So. I love nannies at weddings and dog sitters.
Dog sitters. Yes, I've seen that at a few weddings. That's great. Because after ceremony, really, they don't need to be around for reception.
No, it's not. And it's not the best thing for them. What are you going to
do? Chain up a dog? Like, not chain up, but like,
yeah,
keep a dog on a leash. So like, I also the whole time,
quite happily will throw my hand up if I'm not already emceeing. Yeah. I've done. Yeah, I've officiated a wedding, and then afterwards, I've just gone and hung out with dogs.
Yeah.
And it's the best for me. Like, I'm already on site. Yeah. But, yeah, no, there are designated pet sitters or pet chaperones.
They are.
And they're phenomenal. So,
And ask your venues as well, because they would have seen pet chaperones as well, like, before. So definitely
who's reliable, if you need, like,
if you want, like, a professional doing it, like, there's contacts. Like, the venues will have those contacts. So, definitely.
Cool.
Yeah. So, other than that, so we're talking about the family dynamics.
Yes.
Other sort of dynamics at weddings?
There can be. I've had issues of, like, they think there might be a bit of a blue on at the end. Like, I've had different types of, I don't want to paint it, like, tarnish anyone with it. Okay. So I'll say this, like, we've had discussions, do you think we'll need to get security? Because once everyone's liquored up, if there's going to be anything, you know,
inhibitions start dropping. Yeah, if you know your friends and family and you're worried about something, because some couples are.
Yeah.
I do get, like, people saying, oh, like, people might drink too much and, like, there's a certain someone who gets a bit rowdy or, you know, certain father who just won't stop talking at the speeches and
there's always ways to navigate this. Yeah. There's definitely things that that can be done.
So definitely get someone to read the dad's speech prior if you don't know what he's going to bring up, what he's going to say.
Yeah.
If you're worried about that sort of stuff, ask them to send you the speech to check that beforehand. That's actually, I would do that.
Really smart.
So that you're not like nothing gets said. Like, remember, like, there was something on maths. And, like, one of the groomsmen or someone said something about the groom and it was really, like, just lowered the mood.
Oh, see, I
and
don't I'm watch just Mass like, I fucking despise
like,
it.
I watched, I think, last season, not the one that's just out now, but the last one. And I'm just like, whoa, like, everyone was, like, commenting, like, he should not have said
But sometimes when things are said, it's hard to, you can't unsay something. So I have actually turned the speaker down of drunk sister.
Oh, yeah.
Sister that wasn't made the maid of honor. She was a bridesmaid and she was dirty. And I've turned the speaker down on her while she was talking. She wasn't even giving a speech. She just grabbed the mic and I was like,
I love that, Lauren.
Read the room. See? If this is not going well, you're on mute.
Yeah. Oh, technical difficulties.
Yeah, no.
So then we'll come back. Oh, maybe take a seat.
Just shut it off and then grab the mic off.
Maybe take a seat now. We'll work it out later.
So,
see, that's why you need an MC. Because, like, who's going
to
do that?
Having people to step in is great because it takes the onus off the couple.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, it's there's so many things, and there's ways that you can combat it before it becomes an issue. So having security there to kind of preempt any things that might go wrong. Also, like, if there's people that do not get along, don't encourage them to get photos together. Like, have a photo list for the photographer and then – make sure you tell your vendors, just so you know.
There's a bit of family issues. This person
it might be carrying a gun to sort this person out. Like, that's probably extreme. But, like, if we know that in advance, we can handle it.
Yeah, that's right. Knowing in advance, like, letting your vendors know is definitely, like, helpful.
Yeah. And do you know the other thing, too?
You don't want to be sprung up, like, with something big, like, on the day.
And it's not always bad things. It's, like, knowledge is power. And so sometimes it's based around inclusivity as well, right? So sometimes people have blind disability. So we might, it might be autism or it might be there's certain things that they're going to behave in a certain way. And if we were looking at any other time, it might just be that, you know, they need to be brought in. Things need to be handled delicately.
But if we know situations, you're right. We'll look at it differently.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cool. So we wanted to talk about one more thing, probably the vendor dynamic. At weddings.
So we, Nat and I was just discussing this offline, and I think it's important to talk about because we've both had instances where it could have been avoided, I suppose. So when we say vendor dynamics, it's because sometimes we're working directly with families. So as an MC, sometimes I'm working with like a, might be a musician, or as a planner, you might be working with, it might even be a stand-in celebrant or something.
So, like, someone who's not a professional like, for that service, someone who the couple have chosen, like an MC or someone to, as a from a family member.
Not with a professional background, basically.
Yeah.
So, it's just managing those relationships as well and expectations. So, just just remembering that we are human, that yeah. We're doing what we love, we're running a small business, yeah. and sometimes things
and
get
this is so... what we do for a living. Yeah. Like, this is our job.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there have been things that have been said to us that have been inappropriate yeah. And that we kind of just have to take on the chin as
yeah.
professionals.
Yep. I feel the same because, like, on the day, a few things have happened in the past where people have said certain things to me and then yeah. I can't go and tell the bride and groom, like, oh, yeah. this person said such and such, because I'm professional at what I do. So I yeah. don't like to kill the mood
yes.
or make anyone feel like I'm dealing with things
yeah.
where they don't really need to know.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
date
yeah.
is about them, so I don't go and approach them and tell them. But I feel like sometimes after the wedding, I feel like leaving reviews for, like, people, but I'm just like, they're not a business, so I can't leave them a review. Yeah. But honestly, like, yeah, just the dynamics and the, like, if you're choosing someone to, as from a family member, to be part of the wedding in a big way,
yeah.
Making sure that the other vendors are being treated right and, yeah. like, vice versa as well. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely something to consider and think yeah. about. I know we could talk about vendor dynamics in a whole other episode.
Yeah.
Like, complete.
Well, like, just a safe space where
yeah.
like, if there's any other vendors out there who have stories that they would like to share yeah. or just vent.
Because we can't do it publicly. We can't go yeah. online and do these things. So
we're treading things. Very carefully because yeah. we're talking of our own experiences. Yeah. So we might get a few anonymous ones in
yeah.
so we can speak for you. We can give you a voice on yeah. some things that have happened. I'm just trying to be pretty diplomatic here and I don't want to share anything direct, but
yeah.
there have been some doozies.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. Yeah.
We might even put – I'll enter it in as an anonymous story of my own. You wouldn't believe the shit that I just had to
I just had to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not a reflection of the couple either. Mm,
no, it's not.
But the people that they select or – it's maybe – yeah. Anyway, I don't want to talk yeah. about it because I feel like I'm going to put my foot in it.
No, but yeah. yeah.
Please just remember we're human.
We're human.
And we're here for you.
Yeah. yeah. And we work for the couple. So sometimes even if we wanted to say something that did go wrong or yeah. something that bothered us, we don't because – we don't want to ruin it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, just because yeah. it's going to make us feel better.
Yeah,
if it's going to ruin
exactly.
your day, we have yeah. to remain tightly.
That's it.
Whew.
All right. And so any, like, from our couples, from anyone listening.
Ooh, stories.
Yes.
Yes.
So we want to hear anything weird that's happened at a wedding or anything weird that you're dealing with
yep.
Or wondering about in the lead up to your wedding.
Yeah.
Anything you want to get off your chest or get some advice about.
Yeah, and, so it's open to everyone. Yeah. Couples.
Yes.
The weird and the wonder, right? So the yeah. weird stories, the things you're thinking about, and for vendors, same goes. Or if you just want to have a vent,
let us
you're welcome to do so.
Yeah. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been so great to chat about this. Until our next episode, you can find us on every podcast platform you get your podcast from. Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify. This season is also on YouTube, so go and check us out there.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Thank you.
The Wedding Chit Chat Podcast.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.